This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Not only is this economy changing, as we've told you I don't know how many times, but so too are the jobs in it, the kinds of jobs, how much they pay, and who's doing them. Also, the perceptions of some old line jobs aren't what they used to be. Specifically, some of them are hip now, desirable. That's the story sociologist Richard Osijo tells in his new book. It's called Masters of Craft, Old Jobs in the New Urban Economy. Young people with college degrees getting jobs as butchers or bartenders or master's distillers. Osijo is an academic, so he did his observations and his interviews, of course, but he did some hands-on training as well, specifically Dixon's Farm Stand Meats in New York City at Chelsea Market. Richard, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
I want you to start by telling me about how to make hamburger patties at Dixon's Farm Stand Meats in Chelsea Market.
Well, you have to start by grinding out your trim.
Yeah.
Then grinding it out another time, a little coarser, with 20% of the weight with bacon ends. Get it a little bit coarser, and now you have your ground meat for your hamburger patties. So then you want to roll them up into a ball, good and tight, no cracks in there. And then you put it in the press. Press it down, and hopefully that's what you have. You have a perfect patty. Took me a little bit to learn that.
Yeah, well, it's a great passage in the book. You learn how to make a hamburger patty. But it sort of goes to the heart of this book, which is all about, as you say in your subtitle, these old jobs in the new urban economy that are a combination of hip and very crafts-based. They're hard to get right, as you demonstrated, and still quite popular, too.
I found across all these occupations is this, I guess, renewed attention to detail. They really reinvigorated them with this sense of meaning, this sense of craft, and this idea that the process that they were going through was going to enhance the quality and enhance the specialness of the products and services that they were going to provide.
And they are, as you point out in the book, and these are basically your words, they're not, you know, the good jobs that people want their kids to get, right? These are college-educated 20 and 30-somethings going into what is, in essence, blue-collar service work.
Yeah, many of them said to me directly, it took me a while to convince my parents that this was what I wanted to do. They eventually were able to convince their families that, you know, they're doing something creative. They're doing something innovative. It's not just serving drinks, but it's about providing an elite, high-end service.
The thing about these folks, though, that you write about, and you say this in the book, is that they've got the luxury of being able to do this, as opposed to the people who actually just have to do it to survive, to get by.
I really expected to see them kind of moonlighting, doing it, say, out of some kind of hipster irony or something like that. These are very serious pursuits that they wanted to be doing, and they could have been doing something else. So they were making these sacrifices, really. And if it didn't work out, well, they did have options going forward. But for a lot of people who are in service industry in general, that's not really the option that they have. They get these jobs because they can, but it's not necessarily something you would equate with upward mobility or anything like that.
Which goes to the next question, which is they're riding the trend now, right, where to be a craft distiller or a craft whole animal butcher is, you know, the it thing now. But in 25 years, where are these folks going to be?
That's a great question. I mean, right now we have a solid generation of urbanites who really kind of expect to go to a bar and see a cocktail menu. You know, we'll see if this next wave of young newcomers to the city have the same expectations, are going to want the same things. That will probably determine whether or not these occupations are sustained beyond the next decade or so.
It's a book called Masters of Craft, Old Jobs in the New Urban Economy. Richard Osijo is an associate professor of sociology at John Jay College in New York, also at the Graduate Center at the City University of New York. Thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.